I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. The impact of the ongoing federal government shutdown is being felt in Metro Atlanta. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
Martin Luther King Jr.'s childhood home, historic Ebenezer Baptist Church, and the visitor center at the MLK National Historic Site in Atlanta are closed amid the federal government shutdown. As for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, contingency plans show that 63% of employees could be furloughed until the government reopens. Former CDC Director Tom Frieden dealt with a government shutdown in 2013. He spoke to NPR on Sunday.
It meant that we couldn't continue doing laboratory work. We had to scale back some of our tracking systems for disease. Samples were stacking up in our receiving centers.
A vote to end the shutdown with a short-term spending bill is scheduled for midday today. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Public health officials report that 7 more Georgians have died from the flu, bringing the total to 12 deaths across the state. According to the Department of Public Health, there were 40 hospitalizations in Metro Atlanta due to flu during the week of January 7th through the 13th. The Telegraph of Macon reports that some hospitals coping with a large influx of flu patients have actually put restrictions on visitors. Health experts acknowledge that the vaccine has not worked as well as hoped, noting that the strain of flu hitting the country is somewhat different from what vaccine makers foresaw, but they continue to urge people to get a flu shot. An audit of Georgia's farmers markets found that many are underused and more than half are losing money. According to the AJC, auditors say the Georgia Department of Agriculture and the General Assembly need to reevaluate the use of the state's 9 farmers markets, including one in Atlanta, to determine whether the cost is worth the benefit of having the markets. A couple of years ago, the legislature approved the state's borrowing of $15 million to improve markets across the state. $14 million of that money went to the Atlanta market. But the markets remain underused by both customers and farmers. Former President Jimmy Carter is scaling back his Sunday teaching schedule in his hometown church of Plains, Georgia. The Carter Center says the 93-year-old will begin limiting his duties in the coming months, but he will continue to attend church with his wife, Rosalind, and greet visitors. The former president remains active, but was hospitalized last year when he became dehydrated during a Habitat for Humanity project. Carter is the 3rd longest-lived U.S. president. He recently surpassed Ronald Reagan. George H.W. Bush is 111 days older than Carter, and that makes him the eldest living president in history. In sports, one of Atlanta United's newest players is gaining a lot of attention in the soccer community. After weeks of speculation, the team announced the signing of Ezekiel Barco over the weekend. Atlanta paid $15 million transfer fee for the 18-year-old Argentinian, which is the highest in Major League Soccer history. ESPN analyst Alejandro Moreno says the move could inspire other top athletes to join teams in the U.S.
The more talented and young players that you get coming into Major League Soccer from abroad, it gives Major League Soccer then a bigger platform to showcase its product. Major League Soccer should be very happy about this, and so should Atlanta United fans.
Atlanta United will begin playing preseason games next month. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.